Good afternoon, gardeners. You're listening to Garden Planet with Selena and Karen.
Good afternoon, people.
Today, we are going to be doing some spring cleaning. There's all sorts of jobs to do.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna
make it. Okay, so Selena, where are you going with all this, mate? Exactly.
Oh, we're just going to talk about cleaning up our garden.
Uh-huh. Okay. I see the connection. Excellent. Right. So, well, okay. Cleaning done. Yeah. Not. Nah, but, okay. So, are we talking like just general clean up in the garden, raking leaves? I mean,
No.
What are we talking about
here? I mean, spring cleaning, like your house, like all the junk that's in your house.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to do in spring? I just run around chasing butterflies and pick flowers.
What do you do? What happens to your house or your home?
Not much.
Oh. No. Well, some people like to spring clean their house.
Yeah.
And then they, they like to tidy up their garden.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's all the stuff that's in your house that you need to get rid of or chuck away. But you can use that in your garden. You can upcycle.
Rather than take it out to the trash,
exactly.
Take it out to the garden.
Yeah, yeah. And reuse it and repurpose it. So that's where I'm going with that.
Oh, I love that concept.
Okay.
There's a word for that, isn't there? Like a fancy...
Upcycling?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's the one.
Recycling, upcycling, one...
Bicycling.
Yes. No.
You could use a bicycle in your garden if you need it. I'm sure there'd be some way you could, you know, upcycle a bicycle.
Yes. So actually, there is somewhere in my list. I have a whole list of things you can do with junk in your garden.
A whole list. Well, we had better start at one then.
Okay.
And so, work our way through.
Yeah. So last week I did have a few teasers of what you could do with your old fridge.
Uh-huh. The old fridge, yes, you did, that's right. And
You could make a raised...
Was I listening?
A raised bed.
Yes, that's right. And there was something else you mentioned with water on the bottom and something on the top.
Yes,
what's that called?
You could make a wicking bed out of that.
Yeah.
Is that
like a hydroponic type setup?
Yeah, yep. So you just take the doors off, put the fridge on its side, fill it up with soil, water, put drainage holes in it, and just because it's the perfect height for a raised bed.
Because I was thinking when you first said that, I was just thinking mud bath? Where's that? But okay. All right. So, raised bed,
yep.
Fridge, yes.
You could make it into a fridge library for your garden. Put some gardening books in there.
Yep.
Okay, that's old
There's
fridges.
Always time to read, definitely. Let's not forget, Selena is a librarian, people.
Yep.
That is her trade. So do you have a book fridge in your garden, Selena?
Quite in my street, I do.
Close to your garden.
Yeah. Okay. Two, old washing machines. So you can repurpose those. The inner tub thing with the round washing thing. You can use that as a container.
I think the technical word is drum. Like a washing drum,
yes,
I think.
The drum
part.
So you could use that.
Yeah, that's great. Now, so you suggest using that as a...
Planter. Yeah.
But don't the drums normally have like holes in them where the water
is
supposed to...
But the holes aren't very huge.
They're
just like breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's not going to...
It's
leak.
You can still, so that has been, you have evidence that has been used in the garden before?
Yep.
Do you have photo evidence?
Yes, I do.
All right, that is possible, guys.
I'll post it on the Facebook page.
Awesome. Are you going to post all these on the Facebook page there? Or maybe a select 10 or something?
Yep.
Okay.
So, number three, wine barrels. If you have old wine barrels, they can also be used for containers.
Yeah. I've actually got a wine barrel. Have you got a wine barrel?
No.
I purchased one the other day on Trade Me. And I asked the question, this is typical of me, I said to the seller, I said, Is it like watertight? Because I actually wanted a watertight one.
For a pond.
Like yeah, because I want to create actually a water feature. Or Maximus, my son, will probably just jump in it in the middle of summer. And I probably will too, because it's going to be a hot summer, I think. Yeah, I might use it as like a pool.
Okay.
The answer was, it stores wine.
Of course.
It's watertight. But, I mean, the older ones tend to, they can't surely...
If you want to use it for a planter, you want to drill some holes in the bottom. But if you want to use it for a water feature, of course you won't need to.
Yeah, and I have noticed because this winter, obviously, it's rained, or the second half has rained a heck of a lot. And I have actually noticed, I left the wine barrel out there at the back, and it's fully collected rain. Like, it's holding it really well. So they are very effective, and it's beautiful. It's a lovely feature. Yeah. I like that one.
Okay. Number four, colanders. You know those strainers for your kitchen? People have used them to make hanging baskets. Mm-hmm. If you put some chains on them, hang them up, they seem to be quite cool, nifty hanging baskets.
Okay. I bet they would look quite cool.
Yeah. If you have coffee sacks or potato sacks.
Yes.
They're very versatile. You can use them for lining hanging baskets and wall planters.
I've seen you do that at your place, Selena. It looks really cool.
Yep.
And where did you get your sacks from?
I had them given by someone who got them from a coffee shop.
Okay.
And she also got coffee grounds too. So.
Oh, not only the sack, but a sack full of coffee grounds, which is, in my opinion, I don't know, we're most people, I don't think you're a coffee drinker.
No.
But most people are.
Yeah.
You're an enigma, Selena.
Okay.
So great, because I think every compost needs coffee grounds. It's amazing. Yeah. We had this conversation at the community garden the other day about how amazing they are for compost. And then you chuck the sack and you can use the sacks maybe for other things other than liners. Is there anything
you
else?
You can use them as a mulch cover. So like if you need to cover some ground and it's got weeds, you can smother them with the coffee sacks.
Good idea. Okay. Just, like it.
Now, six, old tyres, what can you do with those? A lot of people use them to grow, if they stack them up high, they can grow things inside.
Yes.
And you can use them as wall hangings if you want to hang them on the wall and use the lower part as a container and you can plant some things in there. Like have them hanging up.
You're talking... Yeah, rather than lying on its side.
Yeah,
standing upright. There was all the rage where tyres, when they were used for potato planting, do you remember that? Did you give that a go?
It didn't quite work.
Yeah, mine either. And it made, if you don't know what we're talking about, wasn't it like you took off as the potatoes flourished?
Yeah.
You would take off a tyre at a time.
No, you would add a tyre as it grew.
Oh, sorry. But then when you come to harvest.
Then you can take
I didn't find, I don't know what happened. I don't know if the soil got too hot, because the thing is the tyres are black and they attract the sun, and I sometimes wonder if sometimes they got a little bit too cooked. Another thing you can do with tyres is I've seen it done, that you can use them in your landscaping. So say if you've got a property that's leaning, you can use them as a retaining
wall. Yeah.
But you need quite a lot.
You need lots.
But I have seen walls, I would say, probably five stories high.
Wow. Yeah.
Made out of tyres, and it looks so cool.
Oh, okay.
And they zigzag the path and everything, and they had things, heaps of, a lot of succulent type plants growing out of them, passion fruits, whatever, anything, on the side of the cliff there, and it was really good. But this one gentleman that I spoke to that I saw this done, he said when he was building them, they did all collapse at one point. I think it got a third of the way.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Something went wrong, or his technique needed perfecting.
They
and then
rolled
he just
down
started,
the hill.
Started all over again. But he got there in the end, and he must have sourced them from high and low. Honestly, there were so many. But it's possible.
Yep.
Lots of tyres. Better than in the sea, isn't it?
Exactly. And seven, old umbrellas. What can we do with those?
Umbrellas?
Yep. So maybe your umbrella's broken and you just take off the waterproof part and yeah. use the frame, and you could use it as a sweet pea frame
oh.
or something to grow some climbers
okay.
over.
Okay, and there'd be a fair few broken umbrellas around at the moment, mm. I reckon, with all the wind that we've been having.
Number 8, toilet rolls. Well, you can use them as well as newspaper for pots for seedlings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just put some soil in or some potting seed raising mix in, and then when you go to plant them, they can just be planted straight in the soil.
Yeah.
They'll rot away.
You know what I reckon would be a cool idea to put on top of the toilet roll? I'm being serious.
What's
and you're
this?
Looking at me like, oh, no, what are you going to say? You know how we had the discussion with the gastropods about the copper?
Yes.
And then you put, and then they like gastropods, slugs and snails, for those and you're not sure what I'm on about, because it is slug and snail season.
Mm-hmm.
If you put like a little string or a couple of strings of copper wire around the top of that toilet roll, it would also zap. The idea is copper supposedly sends a bit of an electrical current through the the pest
yes.
and kills it. So if you had that
okay.
around the top of the toilet roll, and it would also give you a bit of protection from not only the elements, but the pests as well, the slimy
Good
pests.
Thinking. I've heard instead of copper wire, you could use aluminium foil.
Yeah.
It will just do the same sort of thing.
They don't like
Yeah, they don't
foil.
Like the foil. They can't, like, creep over it or slide on it.
Okay. Is
yeah.
that if it's all scrunched up?
Or
could be a bit of an
yeah.
experiment.
Experiment with that. Give it a go and see what happens.
Yes, because I had this, just quickly, because my echinacea I was telling you about the other day is like come back to life. I thought it was a goner. I think between my chickens and the slugs and everything, it was goner. And I saw a few leaves and I was like, oh, but I just don't like putting slug pellets down when I've got my chickens around.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what could I do? I might try that. I'm going to report back to you and the listeners on
that one.
Aluminium. I've got that.
Yeah. Old egg cartons, again, you can use them for seedling trays and also for chitting potatoes.
What does that mean?
Chitting means you sprouting potatoes because it's a good size to hold them.
Oh, yeah.
And you put them in dark, then they sprout and...
Yeah.
They're just good for keeping them, like, out of the, you know, stop them from rolling around.
Yeah. You know, when you plant seedlings in them, would you recommend that you keep that cardboard nice and moist?
Yeah.
Because otherwise it will, you've got to be careful, otherwise it might dry out the newly formed, forming roots and whatnot. So keep them well watered.
Okay, number 10. Big pots in the saucer. So what you can do with that is make a bird bath. So if you've got a lot of terracotta pots and you put them upside down, and then you could put a saucer that you're not using, like a big one, and make a bird bath.
I really want a bird bath. Okay, so I need to find a big... Okay.
Yep.
Oh, wonderful.
11 pellets. There's so much you can do with old
pellets. Oh, yes.
And I've got a few here just to give you some ideas. You could make a tool rack out of them.
And we're not talking about rabbit pellets.
No,
either,
those wooden
listeners.
Pellets. That
wood
the
pellets.
They ship things on.
Yeah.
you can, if you're handy with the hammers and nails, you can make seats out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can make raised veggie beds out of them. And insect hotels, if you put lots of twigs in the gaps.
And
they can become...
And the, one of the good things I like about pellets is usually, although correct me if I'm wrong, they are untreated, aren't they?
Untreated.
Untreated woods, so they're not full of chemicals and preserving chemicals and whatnot.
Pine.
So if they degrade in your garden or, you know, as anything natural will eventually, you can just kind of use it as mulch possibly or just leave it to do its thing and it's not going to harm the soil or anything else.
Yeah.
Or if you've had enough of your pellet, burn it.
Yep, makes good firewood.
Use great firewood. So, big one on. Where do you get your pellets from?
It's these factories. So my mum works at a factory and they have pellets to spare.
Okay.
And they just give us...
So just go around an industrial area
just
and just ask. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They used to have them at the dump, but I don't think they do anymore.
Oh, maybe someone's cottoned on and then...
Oh, yeah, I think the council's tightening up on things as usual. Maybe they thought they could make a buck out of it. I don't know.
If you don't have pellets, you might have logs that you're cutting up. You can use these rounds, like cut up these logs, and make steps out of them, like paths or edging.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also use them to grow mushrooms on.
Yep.
So there's all sorts of uses for logs.
Oh, yeah, and insect life, they love logs and rotting wood. It attracts a lot of them. They're a big beneficial thing to have. If you have a fallen tree, sometimes I've heard, you know, I don't know if the word's naturalists, that's not the right word, but, you know, people that are sort of organic-minded say just leave it.
Yeah.
Leave it be, and it'll attract numerous insect life and birds and whatnot.
Wonderful. 13, old gumboots, what can you do with those?
Mm-hmm.
If they've got holes in them, you can just use them as containers for plants, grow succulents in them or something.
Yeah, or you could throw them.
You could throw them, have a gumboot throwing competition.
In the backyard. Who needs a ball when you've got a gumboot?
Yeah. I've heard that you can cut them up, like the long bits of them, and use them as arm protectors when you're pruning roses.
Oh, okay.
I haven't tried that though.
Yeah. So, or any other sort of spiky type plant. Oh, that's a good idea.
And your old Crocs, the ugliest shoes ever. Yeah, you can.
Well, that's just your opinion, Selena. I've got high heel Crocs, it's all the rage now.
Okay. You can use them to grow succulents out of.
Oh, cute. They come out little holes
and
stuff.
Yeah, they come out those little holes.
Oh, that's nice.
14, old CDs. You can use old CDs as bird scarers around your veggies.
Yeah. I've seen that done.
Or plant ID labels, maybe your fruit trees, so you know which type of fruit tree you've got.
Oh, yes. What a great idea.
Just write on them with Vivid or something.
Yeah.
And it also functions as a bird scarer. So.
Yeah. Great idea. What would you use to hang it from the tree?
It's just some string. Just put some string through
the
hole.
What about nylon? Because I just find when I hang things in trees, 7 out of 10 times they end up on the lawn, falling off. Because our weather is so ridiculous. I'm going to try maybe fish wire. What are they called?
Yeah, fishing line.
Fishing line stuff.
Yep. Yeah. 15, next old time. Jeans. What you can do with old jeans, you can make scarecrows with them.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
If you've got some sort of stiffening spray, you can spray them. They'll stand up by themselves and you can plant stuff out of them.
Where do you get that? Is that like hairspray?
Something like that.
Oh, okay.
Because I've seen this done at my school.
Yeah.
And there are little planters made out of small jeans.
Like babies' jeans?
Yeah. And they've got flowers growing out of them.
Oh, really?
They look really cool.
Oh, my goodness. You must take a photo of that.
Yeah, I'll put that on the Facebook page.
Yeah, so yes, please.
16, old wheelbarrows. Again, you can use those as planters.
Yeah, super cute.
Or if you've got an old dinghy,
that
can be a really good planter.
Okay.
I've seen people plant.
Yeah, I've seen people do things in boats before.
Cool. If it's waterproof, you could probably make a pond, a water feature out of a dinghy.
Yeah.
Or
you could make it get all creative and make it look like an actual shipwreck full of sand and dirt and then chuck some succulents in there and whatnot.
Get creative.
Yeah.
Old watering cans, especially the old galvanised ones, they can also make good planters.
Mm-hmm.
17, we've got driftwood.
Yes.
Also get creative with those.
Oh, being living on an island and all, there's no excuse. Oh, mind you, do you have driftwood in your garden?
No, I'm not near the sea, but
I've seen it in
other gardens.
Come on.
No, I'm more in the valley.
But I mean, like, North Island.
Oh, well, but
really?
I'm not really the coastal.
Sometimes, I've gone all driftwoody and then it's just sort of, I've played around with it and then it's just kind of ended up in the fire eventually.
Oh, okay.
But hey, look, I've got some lovely air plant features that I've used. I've pin them onto the driftwood and hang them on the fence. So I've got a little bit, but yeah, that can be really nice. I think I'd prefer driftwood rather than the rounds, actually, to make little, you know, segments in your garden and whatnot.
I've got tin cans. Stop me if I'm going too fast, Karen. I'm sort of...
You've got a lot of information there, but this is nice. This is nice having the roles reversed, because normally it's me flooding you with like endless facts and info.
I just had so many ideas that you're bound to have one.
Well, even if you don't get through all 101 of them, that's okay.
Okay.
All right, just go. We'll go as far as we can.
Okay, tin can. So you can use, so I've seen this done. People who are very creative make flowers out of them. They just open them up and somehow they make a flower out of it and paint them up.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
old plates, people can make, you can make mosaics out of old plates.
Yeah, yeah.
Smash them up. Get some grouting and tile, whatever they use, the cement things.
Yeah.
And then just go crazy with that.
Would you, are you thinking paths or like
paths,
walls?
You
or?
Can do anything mosaic. You can... Yeah. Do pots,
Any area that you think, what could I do there that could, you know, zhuzh it up?
Yeah.
That'd be great. You know how we were talking about, when did we talk about the small space gardening? Was that a few weeks back?
Yeah.
That could be a great thing to apply there if you've just got a little space and you think, oh, what can I do in there? And you've got a broken plate, or go and smash one.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'd be fun.
Okay, chicken wire. If you got some chicken wire hanging around, you can make sculptures out of chicken wire.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen all sorts of creative things done with chicken wire.
Yeah.
And
it's also great in garden beds anyway, like if you need to, you know, for stuff to climb on or...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like you could hang it over your broken umbrella.
Yes.
And then, you know, really, like, get things going there.
If you've got lots of old jars, and they're very good seed containers, as well as biscuit tins.
Yeah.
So use those up.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got an old barbecue table, you can use that, repurpose that as a potting bench.
A barbecue table?
Yeah, without the barbecue. So you've got it like those ones on wheels.
Yeah.
Right height for a potting bench.
Yeah.
So you can use that.
Okay, minus the barbecue.
Yeah, minus the barbecue.
All right, nice.
21, bed ends. Sorry, I'm skipping a bit, but I had them.
Numbered. That is all right.
So bed ends, like the bed heads and the bed, the, what do you call them?
Yeah, bed heads.
Bed heads.
Yeah.
If they're made out of metal, like they're the wire, not wire, they're...
Oh, like wrought iron type.
Yeah, the
iron-y
type
ones. Yeah.
You can use those as fences if you've got a few of them. Line them up.
Okay.
Quite fancy looking. Paint them up and you can create a fence out of them. Why are you laughing?
I just had this image of like a garden full of beds and, you know, I just thought that sounds relaxing. And so, you know, I have a very small attention span, Selena.
Okay.
Carry on.
Old letterbox. Some of us have old letterboxes because we still post letters.
Yes.
You can make the birdhouses out of those.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And the old bird cages, you can make hanging baskets out of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
plant them up.
Like, okay. Yeah. Would you put a pot in the bottom of it?
Yeah, you
and
just
then,
put a pot inside.
Right, okay. Cool. That'll look cool.
Old mirrors, you can take them outside and use them as mirrors if you've got a small garden.
Guilty, I've got a mirror in my backyard.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say about that one is, it's great to see what your outfit looks like and, you know, outside. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I got to go see what it looks like outside.
Oh.
Great. And my chickens are always admiring themselves in it.
Yeah.
But just be aware, though, where you put it, because every now and then, it depends on the season, I think, where the sun catches mirror.
You don't want to blind yourself.
I literally did blind myself a few months back. I had to ring up here and go, I can't see anything. What? And I was astounded at just how much light came off this mirror from the sun. It was like just the perfect angle and it was reflecting it straight through our back door. And I just kind of walked past and went, oh, what's that? And looked right at it.
Right.
I was, but hey, Just a little word of warning there. Just do not look right at a mirror when the sun's shining at it.
Okay.
Oh, you because I guess you're getting double the sun, aren't you?
Yeah. If you're on a bright enough space, if it's sort of dark and dull, put a mirror there. Or you could use it as light down and make a fake pond out of it. I don't know.
No, but it's really effective, though. It looks really cool. And if you've got certain plants growing in front of it, then also they'll get twice as much light as well.
Old garden hoses, what you can do with those, if you've got a whole bunch and they're no good, you can coil them up and maybe put some, what do you call it, cable ties and make coiled pots out of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I just beat the husband with our hose. Yeah. No, that's cool. But, like, why not?
Old rubbish bins, of course, they make great containers or compost bins.
What was that one?
Old rubbish bins, like those plastic big rubbish bins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the wheelie bin type ones.
Or the worm farm, you can make a worm farm.
Okay.
Just drill some holes in it if it needs some airage.
That'll be a big plant would be able to go in that.
Yep.
Yeah. Or you could cut it in half and have a smaller, like have it as a,
Mosaics. Oh, I think we've had that one.
Yeah, but I was thinking, I wonder if you could put mosaics around the outside of one of those plastic bins to make it pretty.
Could
I don't know
do.
If grout sticks to plastic, though. I'm sure there'd be something you could do.
Yeah, give it a go.
Yeah.
Chandeliers. If you've got an old chandelier, then you can also use that as a hanging basket type feature. Or you could put solar lights on them and have the solar light chandelier.
I do actually have some old chandeliers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually just the other day thinking, what could I do with those? I just feel silly throwing them out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If you've got old net curtains, they're really good for bird protection.
Mm-hmm.
Just use them as netting. Don't need to buy nets.
Mm-hmm.
Just use curtains.
Yeah.
Old carpet, you can use that to smother weeds.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would not recommend doing what we did in the community garden with the old carpet. That's just my thoughts on it.
Okay.
We were putting it under, I think this is before I began there. They were putting it under the garden to prevent weeds coming up through the raised beds. But what happened was over time, somehow the carpet just kept sort of surfacing and then it would get caught up in that.
Okay.
That lawnmower.
Be careful. Yeah.
But I think if it's not...
If it's a temporary measure.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just, and then the other day I was trying to dig down and I couldn't get through the carpet.
Right.
But I think, I definitely think that carpet has a use. Just be aware of that, listeners.
Yeah. Yep.
That can, it's tough.
Okay. And your vacuum cleaner dust, you empty your bag, you can just put that in the compost. That's good for compost.
Really?
Yeah. You can... Chuck that in.
Wow.
Feathers from old pillows, you can use that. I've read that you can dig it in and the strawberries love that. They apparently like feathers.
Feathers?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a few of those around our house. Would they recommend large, bulky chicken feathers?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Give it a go.
I will. I've got plenty of those.
Old windows, they can be used to make cold frames. If you've got a big window and, I've seen that done.
Cool.
Old lampshades and glasses, those glass shade, lampshade things.
Yeah.
And they can be used as cloches.
Cool.
Very pretty ones.
And nice ones too at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polythene bags, of course, plastic bags have been banned, but you might still have them.
Guilty.
You can use those as a thing for your cuttings, just when you're growing cuttings in a pot, and just use the bags to keep the humidity up.
Okay.
Oh,
Selena, we're going to have to part two this, mate, because we've run out of time.
Oh.
Yeah. So, shall we finish up with maybe just one last one and then close off?
Okay. Envelopes. Make them into seed packets. There you go.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Hope you got something from that. I certainly did.
Yes.
You've done lots of studies, Selena.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Happy spring cleaning, everyone.
Awesome. Get to it, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. That's all we have time for. Come back next week for more great gardening tips at Garden Planet. You can find us on Facebook on our Garden Planet Facebook page or email us at gardenplanetfm@gmail.com if you want to ask us anything about gardening. Happy gardening, everyone, and we'll be back next week.